What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Glitch Therapy. As always, I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
Joel.
Noah.
Jose. It's like the awkward silence like going on.
Episode number 8, and you guys still aren't with me on the intro. Like,
I would just put the awkward silence on.
Just got to go right in.
Let's be awkward.
Like, I just pointed at you. He just looked at me like, what?
What does he want me to do?
I don't know what's going on. Usually you introduce us, and then there's days you don't. So, come on. Make up your mind.
Keeping you on your toes, man. Wake up.
I can't do that.
Stay woke, fam.
Yeah, you tell me that. Saying the person that just showed up. Shut up.
Well, the gang is back together. We're whole again. Joel's with us, and good to have you back, buddy.
Good to be back.
Yeah. You had a week off there. Family stuff going on, busy stuff. Life happens. Man. So, everybody, I'm sure you have a busy week. We had Ghost Recon Wildlands come out, and Nier Automata. I always mess up that damn part. Yeah. Automata has been out for about, a week now? That's been out for a little while.
Yeah. Well, it just came out Tuesday for North America, but it was.
You had it for like 2 weeks already.
You got it from the Hong Kong store.
Yeah. It's been out in Asia for two weeks. Early.
It's not cheating.
It's not cheating. It's using your gamer skills to get what you want early.
Well, I don't have those skills.
Nerd skills on.
Well, I use that in a light term. You didn't cheat, I guess.
We're going to have to talk to you about how to do that later.
Yep. Setting up an account. Super easy setting.
But plenty of things have been going on. Logan, the Wolverine movie came out, a week ago or so. So that's out. Like I said, Ghost Recon Wildlands is out there. Zelda's been out. Nier Automata. Whew. Stuff.
Mind-blowing stuff.
2 more weeks. We got Mass Effect Andromeda.
Week and a half.
I'm broke, man.
Yeah. It feels like Christmas time again, game wise, because it's like usually the fall when like this quantity of good games, come out all at once. Where it's like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what's gonna happen when we do get to Christmas season.
Yeah,
my wallet will be crying.
It feels like the fall.
It already is.
It already is.
It does feel like the fall. They're hitting us throughout the year now. It seems like,
and that's fine with me. I mean,
kind of spread it out. That's fine with me too.
Yeah, and it's not like you have to play everything, but I mean that's the beauty of Twitch. You can watch people play stuff. You can there's different rental services, GameFly and video stores, whatever you choose. Redbox it up. I don't know, whatever. Borrow from a friend, as they say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You got to do what you got to do to support your vice.
You may not have to play it, but I want to play everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Watch every movie, play every game, but just not
doesn't happen, but yeah.
Right.
Not enough time.
Nope.
Well, speaking of what you have been playing, what have you been playing, man? What have you been getting into?
Well, Joel here, I've been playing a lot of Horizon. Well, at least the first week, I couldn't stop playing that game. I swear there was one day where I must have played it for 14 hours. I just kept playing and playing and playing, and then my wife started giving me dirty looks. That's when I realized that maybe I should be feeling guilty by now because I think I've been playing too long, neglecting my family.
Nothing like a little passive-aggressive action to get your blood going in the right direction.
But I'm loving that, and then I had to go on a business trip with my wife, so I was gone until midnight Wednesday night, and when I came home, Ghost Recon was there, and Nier Automata, and I said, oh, I got to try these.
Right.
So Horizon hasn't gotten any love from me this week so far, even though I'm looking forward to playing more of it. But I've been having a heck of a great time with the other two games. So, that's pretty much what I've been doing gaming-wise.
It's a juggling act, though, man. I mean, especially if you got multiple things. You got family or school or whatever the case may be. Just like anything else, even if you don't game, if you like, sports or movies and TV shows, it's just a matter of slicing up your time and what you have enough time to do or, take in. So you got to get it in when you can.
Absolutely.
How about you, Noah? What have you been getting down on?
Two main things that I kind of keep trucking away on. Still into that For Honor.
Of course.
I didn't know you were going
to
say that.
My goal was to finally grind and level up to reputation 10 before today, and I accomplished that this morning. So
nice.
I get rep 10, so that makes me happy for just pride reasons. Nobody. Yeah.
Do you feel like the the bullet train of playing that on a regular basis slowing down at all, or a little bit, or is it still as strong as it was when you first got it?
Well, for me, I'm still really enjoying it, just because when I find a game that has a game style or a character that I've invested a lot of time in leveling up and things, I want to keep going with it. And mm-hmm. and I got the season pass, so I'm looking forward to some of the getting to play the new characters early. I'm hoping out of the six, at least there'll be one or two that, you know, I want to really invest some time into leveling up and stuff. But I got to admit, and this is just a huge complaint on the forums, and I know it's costing them their Steam player base. I don't know as far as the consoles go, but their PvP servers are frustrating me to the point where I'm even getting ready to take a break from playing the game, because at least around half your matches get dropped.
It's Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Well, that's expected,
yeah,
sadly.
Yeah, exactly. But, and then, their matchmaking leaves a lot to be desired, too, because, you know, I can't tell you how many times I'll be dropped from a well-matched game that I'm doing good in, and then restart and try to get into another match and have the only person with any reputation or armor be me on my team, and have the entire other team full of purple armor and, you know, four reputation.
Yeah.
And that's just so frustrating and no fun. So
there's still no rank.
They don't have ranked out yet.
Oh, that's still lame.
Yeah, that's,
but
that's
that
stupid.
Needs to come. People are kind of complaining, like, when, you know, that's been promised. But
and that's fine if they don't have ranked yet.
Yeah,
I know, like, because I know, like, Overwatch,
they didn't
do that right away.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of when they do implement it, how well will it be?
Right,
because
their balance still has, you know, mm-hmm. it's debatable. I mean, you know, there's some, everybody yeah. will complain about balance no matter what, you know, your character, this, that, the other thing. But in my opinion, that is a game that really encourages maining a character versus diversifying and playing all the characters, because you know, you gain the armor and the ribbon and things, so you know it very much encourages you to main and dedicate yourself to one character and one play style. And you know, if you do switch characters, then you start out at zero up against people, you know, who, because they base their matchmaking on your overall total playtime and
so you're better
rank.
Off just sticking with one person and just not deviating.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you know, if they did the matchmaking after you picked your character, then you know, I feel they could do some more fair matchmaking, you know, not only that, but you wouldn't have two Valkyries on one side and, you know, two Peacekeepers on the other side that are going to, you know, slaughter everybody. So, but anyway, that's my rant. Ubisoft, are you listening? And other than that, other than that, I've been playing Nier Automata.
I couldn't tell that you felt, I didn't know you felt that serious about it.
Preach.
And you're liking Nier.
And I do, yep, I've beat the first playthrough.
Oh, nice.
Well, you've already finished it.
There's actually, no, I wouldn't say I finished it. I've just beat the first playthrough.
It's what about 30 hours?
I don't know. I kind of want to leave it open for people that, you know, want to play it. But
there's multiple endings.
So if you go through it more than once, you get different endings then?
There's multiple endings, and you don't even...
you don't know the whole story, right?
Right, you don't know the whole story. You play different parts of the story. Yeah. You play different characters.
Okay. They encourage you to play it over and over again.
Okay, so
there's a lot of areas you can't reach your first time playing through.
So are you taking the same character then, and then, like, okay, let's say, I'm not sure how it plays out, correct me if I'm wrong. So, like, let's say you finish the game, you're level, like, 30, and then you can take that character and start again, and you continue from where you left off, pretty much? Right, how that works?
No,
and
you pretty much start the game all
new
over
game
again.
Plus?
A lot like New Game Plus, except it's not your character. Your rank stays the same.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm ranked, you know, you get rank 30 by the time you're done or something like that. So, you know, you start out rank 30, but you play your first round through as 2B, the girl in the dress.
The main character.
Or not.
Right. And then,
sorry.
Yeah, 2B or not. Exactly. Well, they make plenty of references. That's kind of the point of her name, I think, actually. But her companion boy is that's not the right word, that sounds weird, but you know, that little android companion,
her male companion
boy,
his name is 9S.
Come here, companion boy.
And you play
I must ask you a question.
You play the second through as 9S.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah.
Oh, okay, man.
and so you get to see some of his story when they get separated guy. and
I
right
can't wait to hear what companion boy
weapons
does.
And yeah,
the slave boy separated from game, master.
Oh man, that's funny. Okay.
It's been a lot of fun and encourages
colored me interested.
Playback. And yeah.
I'm going to try it sooner or later here. That and Yakuza are like on the top of my list of games that I haven't had a chance to get around to, that at some point when there's a low, I'm not playing Mass Effect or Horizon or something like that, I'm going to get on those for a little while, at least try them out. I doubt I'll beat them.
And it's semi-hack and slash, too, so you know, those are easy to
pick up and play
and put down and pick up and play and put down.
Okay,
you know, so.
Okay.
Question about Nier. Do you open, I mean, how deep does the fighting system get? Do you actually open up, like, new move sets and stuff as you get better chip sets?
Yeah, sort of. The pods are what you open up and upgrade and get different move sets out of. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can buy and upgrade different weapons that have kind of different effects when she fights and things like that too.
Nice.
Sounds like an awesome game.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Yeah.
Check it out.
The world's pretty.
It's too bad you have to get a PlayStation or PC to to do it though.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he's planning on
I bought one already. So.
Oh, you did? Excellent. There
you
go.
You bought a PlayStation last night? Oh, let's hear about this.
Yeah, so let's hear about
this. Nice.
What games would you get with you get with it, though?
I didn't buy a game.
Oh,
what the hell, man?
We're going to have to learn.
Really?
Oh, man. Yeah. I didn't buy a game yet. Okay. So I just bought the system.
We're going to bring you some games that you can borrow, like one or two or something.
Yeah, I traded in my 360 with all my controls and 360 games.
You may as well,
you don't really need
it. It was just storing up dust there, and the only person that played it was my little brother and nephew, and I was like, they don't
need
it. Like someone in your
house, they don't need it.
Someone in your house is just using it for like Netflix or something.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was like, you guys don't need this anymore. You could just use the Xbox One or the PS4 now, so might as well just turn it in.
Anymore, you don't need both that and the one with all the backwards compatible stuff.
True. Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, just find out what games are backwards compatible. Keep the games that you really want to play, and then you can still play them anyway. So why have the system as well? I mean, I don't know. That's just me.
And I realized I looked into the 360 memory and didn't have any games saved up anyways. I deleted all of it, so I was like, well, I might as well just
otherwise throw it to the cloud real quick before you did it, and then you can grab it back again.
Other than that, I passed Halo Wars 2. It was really good ending.
What was the I saw your Snapchat. What was the dude was doing the dance?
Oh, I was playing.
it was awesome. Explain to them what it was.
Okay, so I was playing. I rented out Destiny because I was like, what's Destiny about? I wanted to try it out. So, I saw the previews for Destiny 2 and a little bit of gameplay of it. I was like, okay, I'm gonna try out Destiny. And there's like little dances that your character does, and then the running man, the running man, and I was like, oh my god, but the running man!
It was awesome.
And then I like started playing My Boo, the challenge song, and I just sent it everyone on Snapchat. And it was just hilarious.
It came in my direct message, and I saw it dance. He's doing a little dance, and I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
If you play as a girl, she has the girl players have different dances than the guys.
Yeah.
A little more Mondo and I,
sassy little dances.
We played.
That was funny.
I probably paid hundreds of hours on Destiny.
Mm. It's repetitive. I just played like a couple hours and I was like, okay, this is already repetitive.
That was
I was still entertained by it.
But it'll get its hooks in you with all the
armor,
with the weapons and stuff that you'll find.
Yeah.
But it is repetitive. Cool. Hopefully the next one
It was entertaining to see like random people just running around with you, and then you could join them or they join you out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah, that was cool.
And they just wave at you, and I'm like, oh, hey, I join you for like this one battle, and then I'm going to go by myself this other way. And I'm like, cool.
Or they'll run up and start dancing next to you.
Yeah. Like, all right, thanks for that help. Thanks for that dance.
There's
time, walk away.
There's a couple times where we're at the hub, you know, and there's like a guy just standing there, and then like somebody starts dancing on him, and somebody comes over. We had like a group of like six or seven people that just randos just dancing on this guy.
Because he was just standing there doing something.
So
it's like a circle of dancers.
He probably put his controller down and go get something to drink or something. And he comes back and it's like all these guys like, yeah.
He starts laughing.
You know,
that's the awesome part. Yeah.
Did you play with a soccer ball?
No, was that?
In the hub, there was a soccer ball that if you hit just right, it would dislodge.
I've seen it.
Kick it around and stuff.
Yeah.
I love that around.
That game was fun. I was just enjoying it every second of it, but I had to return it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I've been playing a lot of Horizon. I think I'm about 25% through it. I played through a lot of side missions. I've done a lot of the story missions, but not as much as of the side, which I think I'm going to start switching that to the other direction. I think I'm going to go more story and then do a little bit of side as I go, just because I think I'm like level 22, and then the story mission that I'm on right now is like level 12 or something like that, 14.
Yeah, if I'm running into that problem.
So I'm too far above it. And plus, I want to get it done. I don't want to rush through it necessarily to the point where I'm not enjoying it, but I want to still be pushing forward the finish line because I want to be able to dedicate time to Mass Effect when it comes out on the 21st. And then, of course, Ghost Recon Wildlands, we're going to talk about in a little bit here too, is out, which is going to, you know, that's a lot of co-op stuff that I'll be playing. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the most part, other than watching shows and stuff like that. And, you know, we just finished season one of Fargo, which is
really that was good. Yeah, I saw that. I watched that.
So we're going to try to get into season two here. And, yeah, I don't know. Just the usual stuff for the most part, you know.
I have a suggestion.
What's up?
On the horizon. If you want to finish the game, I read that it's good to finish the game because you can still go back and do all the side quests. If you finish the game, you'll get like a purple spear.
Okay.
It's like the second to last mission or something, you'll unlock a purple spear. So it's like the legendary spear. It does the most damage out of any spear you can get in the game. Of course, there's only the one you can upgrade once, and then you'll get the purple spear later on. But then you can go back and do your side quests at your own leisure.
Okay. I'll do that then.
So that's an option.
Other than that, the only other thing I could think of that stands out that I've done in last week was see Logan. And did you see it yet?
I didn't see it.
Okay, so all four of us, I'm the only one that saw it, so I won't say anything, but I will say this, it was amazing. It was so good. I'll probably put it in my top five, like Marvel super, like not even Marvel, just superhero movies in general, probably top five, definitely top 10.
Oh, I want to see it.
I think it cracks my top five barely. I know Ben and some other guys are really hot on it, and they said that it's the best superhero movie they've ever seen. I'll say this too, and then before we move on, I find that when you go to see like a lot of superhero movies, like I was telling Noah before we started, it feels like you watch those movies and you're like constantly waiting for the battles and the awesome over the top fight scenes to come, and so the stuff in between isn't always that great. Where this was the opposite for me, I felt like it was a good movie in general, but happened to, oh, I forgot he's a superhero and he's gonna cut somebody's fucking head off, you know, and slice off some arms and stuff, you know, whatever. So it was cool in that sense where I wasn't necessarily waiting for the fight scenes because the movie itself was just that good and the fight scenes were like the cherry on top. So I don't know, hopefully you guys get to see it. It's really bloody, as Wolverine should be. Deadpool opened the door for that with being rated R.
It's the first X-Men character Wolverine related our movie, you know. Deadpool sure,
as he should be, man. He's so just brutal and beastie, and just it was good. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. We'll talk about it again once you guys have seen it. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody who hasn't.
I'm a huge fan of Wolverine,
of course. Hugh Jackman,
I love Hugh Jackman in that role. It's just so awesome.
Absolutely.
But heck, yeah. I after seeing the original three, you know, there was some other movie that came out with Hugh Jackman, and I'm like, oh, I love Hugh Jackman. I'm going to see this movie. It was called The Fountain, and it was total shit. It was like the worst movie I've ever seen. It never went anywhere. But, you know, just because he was in it, I was like, oh, I got to see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, if you like Logan and you like Wolverine, I'm curious to know. With that, it got me thinking once I saw the movie and when it was coming out, getting closer. It was like, man, there haven't been a lot of Marvel-based video games that are like really good, but it got me thinking about the ones from the past that I did like and enjoy.
Yeah.
Out of all of those games, I mean, if you can think back to any of those, what were some of your guys' some of your favorite like Marvel video games that have come out in the past that still hold some fond memories for you? Anybody?
I had one for Game Gear that I liked a lot, and I want to say it had Apocalypse in the title, but who knows, because there's definitely a string of ones, you know, for different handheld devices and consoles. But I do definitely remember when we got my brother and I got the Game Gear and we got the X-Men game at the same time and, you know, plugged in, started playing it in the car on the way home, you know, I was so excited. And that was a lot of fun. And I also remember when the first X-Men movie came out and I got X-Men Mutant Academy. Mm-hmm. And it was a 2D fighting game like Mortal Kombat, and of course it highlighted the characters that were in the movie, and each had a comic book skin and each had a movie skin, and the game was pretty forgettable, but I had a lot of fun playing it then. Just the movie was really hyped up, and you know, it was kind of the first it definitely wasn't the first comic book movie, but I feel like the first X-Men movie was what really kicked the comic book movie industry in the butt. And it kind of feels like the explosion happened after that, but
yeah. I mean, when I think about Marvel and their video games and stuff, it's like I feel like they've been the complete epitome of hit or miss. Mm-hmm.
They could never actually get a good game out. Besides, if they mash up with Capcom,
there's good ones.
I was just gonna say the biggest hits are co-ops with another company
or Legos. If they mash up,
there's been some good ones. Yeah. If I had to pick out a couple of good ones, I mean, Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2were both pretty good.
Those were fun.
Away from those, I would go Spider-Man 2
because that was the only good Spider-Man game.
That was when the great web swinging came out, and that was like when everybody's like, "Oh, this is how fun swinging through a city can be if they get it right."
Yeah,
I would say that one for sure. I would say the Incredible Hulk in 2008 came out, where you can like destroy the entire city and climb up the buildings and stuff. That was a very well made one as well. I would say for sure.
But there was a Wolverine game that wasn't too bad.
Talking about X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah,
I think you were like going through the jungle and killing all those like spec ops guys.
The fighting was fun, but it wasn't like it didn't stick out anywhere really. I mean, the game itself was okay, but the fighting was fun. So I had some fun with it. I think I even beat that game. But yeah, Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 were probably big for me. There's a new Spider-Man game coming out in the future.
Insomniac,
and it's not going to be based on a movie, so it may actually rock. I guess we'll see.
It looks everybody in the industry, you know, obviously we're not in the industry, but everybody that is that I've been looking into and listening to podcasts and stuff, they seem pretty hot on it. So I'm hoping that carries over.
Yeah, that's been talked about, but the news about it has died down.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Until it gets closer to coming out.
Yeah. It's going
to
be a while.
I don't want the same thing that happens with like some of those other games like No Man's Sky and stuff, where it's just constant beating you over the head.
And
with
then
it's coming. It's great. It's coming. It's going to be so great. You can do this and this. It's like, dude, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I even felt that way almost about the Deadpool trailer that came out just recently, you know, because it was so good. But then I thought, then afterwards, I was left like, oh, fuck. It doesn't come out until next February. Or
yeah,
something
it's
like
far
that.
Off.
Yeah. It's a whole year away. We're in March for.
They're
Christ's
still
sake.
Shooting it, right?
So I was like, part of me was like, because I love Deadpool
more of a
so
teaser
much.
Than a, yeah,
it was a teaser.
But. I love Deadpool so much, but at the same time, I was like, I would rather them just show me this like in like August or something.
Yeah,
you know, when it's a bit closer.
Should have been close. A little
into the summer.
Closer to the time.
I think Ryan Reynolds just wanted to wear that damn costume again.
You're probably right.
Trust me. He strikes me as the kind of guy that puts that shit on and makes a cup of coffee at home.
He probably just wears it out in public.
Like, or he's like, he wants, you know, sexy time with his wife. And he's like, hey, I want to dress up as Deadpool and let's do it.
Right.
She's like, again?
Blake Lively.
Right. Yeah. She's like, can you do some cosplay too, honey?
Right.
Fine.
I don't know. Oh man,
Domino is gonna be in the next Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Domino
Cable 2.
Did Domino had a solo movie?
No,
I don't think so.
Hasn't been popular.
Domino's like his sidekick. She's like his Harley Quinn to like the Joker.
No, Domino had a solo movie before,
but
like,
she was in the first
like
movie.
When you say so movie, though, you gotta specify. Like, you mean like an action movie or like a cartoon?
That wasn't. His girlfriend wasn't Domino.
Mm-mm. Oh, Mondo.
I was saying she's like a sidekick, not necessarily a love interest.
Oh, because in the comic books, she's with X-Force and she's got the power of luck, basically. Right. And
they hang out together, kind of.
She
like
wears a black and white themed thing with a diamond over her eye. And
I started wondering about that because I didn't read the comics, but I saw, you know, they stuck her in that chamber and took all the oxygen out, and I was thinking, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen here, but they didn't give her the shot to wake up the mutagens and stuff. So.
Right. I don't know.
2005, Domino. Punks.
Domino.
But
that wasn't
the same.
No.
That wasn't the same.
Is that a Marvel movie, though?
Right, it wasn't based on the comic
book. Did you read anything
character.
Or did you see Domino? Because I know a rapper named Domino that talks about sweet potato pie, but that doesn't mean he was in X-Men.
What are you?
I mean,
shut up.
His name's Domino, too, so should we throw him in there and maybe go
shut
get a
up,
pizza
I'm
from Domino's?
He had powers.
Give me 1 second and let me read the reviews.
The power of sick rhymes. Is that what he's using?
Yeah.
I think there was an action movie called Domino.
Yeah.
But there was no connection to the female Marvel character, right?
It was like one of those
vehicles for a star at the time. That
I don't
was
know. While you're doing that.
Fuck this shit then.
Was it an action movie?
No, shut up.
Strike
don't
one.
Talk to me anymore.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Mad shit.
Well, we'll hug during the break, I guess. And all right. See what happens.
We'll make it up to you.
what's going to make you want to hug somebody as well, because you're going to be so fucking sad, is the fact that Nintendo is dropping the ball on this whole Switch thing, from what I've been reading up on. I don't know if you anybody else has heard.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been reading too.
Just to kind of
touch on it. Are we going to let Ben know about this?
Yeah. And you know, he might want to hear it. But I've been getting up on getting some information on some of this stuff, and you know, you guys obviously join in on this. But they've made some mistakes with this. I've heard a few things that they're doing that I'm not hot on, such as making you use friend codes again.
Yes.
Like, are you fucking serious? In 2017,
it's stupid. You can't
friend codes?
You can friend people that you've recently played with, but in order to, you know, make to bring people into your account that are already your friends, you have to have friend codes. It's
stupid.
It's a pain in the ass. They said it's really, really awkward and hard to do. Yeah, it's really awkward and hard to get it all taken care of. Sorry, I was apparently not facing the mic.
You basically put your lips on it now. Now you're too close.
Sorry.
For anybody who's wondering what that's about, I was telling Joel to come closer to the mic a little bit, and then he puts his mouth almost on the screen, guys.
Start licking the mic.
Don't do that.
Eating the microphone.
I don't think Ben's going to dig that.
No, I'm not doing it. Just joking.
But the friend codes is just so stupid. For anybody who's not familiar with that, like Joel said, you have to put a special code in that is designated to your friends rather than using a gamer tag. Or a gamer name like you do on Xbox or PlayStation. You have to do these stupid codes, and they're a pain in the ass, and they're dumb as hell. So that's my spiel about that. I don't know.
What else are they doing wrong?
Parental controls on the system are not just specific to an account. They are system-wide. So if the of us live together in a home and we share a Nintendo Switch because we're all roommates, well, let's just say one of us has a kid who's under the age of, like, you know, I don't know, 7 or something like that, and they want to play a game, and you don't want them playing mature-rated stuff, blood and gore and all that crap. You put the parental code on, boop, they can't do it. Unfortunately, now every time you go in, you have to turn that off because it's going to block your stuff. Because you can't just do it for that one person.
Might as well just throw it out the window.
Wow. It's so stupid. I mean,
that is dumb.
The eShop, somebody said the eShop has no music. I don't know if that's true or
not. I've heard that too. Or I read it. I read that that's true.
It's such a small thing, but no one's like,
I don't know. I would know, you're right.
He's like, it's just silence.
I was just trying to think. I was like, does the PlayStation Network store have
it? Does
music?
And it pissed me off, and I had to take it off.
Turned the music off.
I say maybe mine. I've had mine turned off the whole time because I didn't.
After
even
5 minutes of listening to that shit, I'm like, oh my god, it's so annoying.
Maybe different that's not a big deal, but I just read that and I was like, okay, well, maybe people. Apparently, people don't like that. They want some sound of some sort. I don't know. And then this is a big one. You can't carry save files from console to console. So let's say you have one in your bedroom and one in your living room. Your wife's watching a show. I'm going to go in the bedroom and play then. You go in there. You want to pick up your game, save from where you were, and finish your game. You can't do that. Or if you sell a Switch, or let's say one of your kids gets older, you want to give one to them to take to, you know, whatever. You can't take their files. He or she loses all their stuff.
Like, you used to have your PlayStation, be able to save it on a memory card, and if you sold your PlayStation, you'd be like, well, if I get it again, you know, I have this memory card, and I can, but you know.
You can't do any of that. No SD
card
backup.
Your game's gone, your
it's so dumb.
You all your time and
so it saves it to the console itself, not on your SD card that you stick in there.
Yeah. So let's say
with a 32 gigabyte.
Because you have two kids, you know what I mean? Yeah. So let's say they both have save files in the same Switch, and then one of them, like, I'm going to buy my own Switch. I'm going taking it to my dorm room or something like that. They lose all their save files because they're stuck on the other one. They got to start over.
That's stupid.
It's like, make this easy. It's 2017. This is not part. I mean, this should be par for the course.
Also can't chat with your friends. You have to have a special app on a phone, so you have to have a smartphone. Yeah. Some people still don't, but not that many.
I know.
No, there's a few people.
Even that notwithstanding, that should be a standard thing, and now especially nowadays to have, you know.
Yeah, you have to download an app.
Yeah,
and then talk to them over your phone. It's like, well, you might as well just call them.
Yeah, or text them.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's like, seriously, that's stupid.
And I want to preface this too. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, the Switch is stupid or horrible or anything like that. I mean, it's a great console.
Zelda's
from
a
10 out here.
Of 10 game.
So let me go back and say that at least. I'm just knocking some of these few things that is just Nintendo drives me crazy on. And I know some of my friends, like,
you wonder why they make the decisions
they
do.
Yeah. I know some of my friends, like Katie, and you guys are going to be like, ah, but Mondo, there's this and this, and I get that, but some of these little things like this drive me fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Can't help it. I got it out.
I want to get one still.
You want to?
I'm probably going to wait a year at least. They may have some system updates, and maybe they'll fix some of these issues, but
I'm hoping
they
so.
Might not. It's Nintendo. They do things their own way.
And it just came out, so, I mean, obviously there's
going to be stuff. Japan.
Yeah. There's a few bricked consoles that you... Mm-hmm. Have been reading about, not
controller's breaking.
Right.
It's just typical launch stuff for the most part. This is the price you pay if you grab a game at launch.
Early adopters.
Early adopters, they know what they're getting into, especially with, like, you know, they make millions of consoles, so there's going to be some shitty ones out there. So it's to be expected, but it just drove me nuts because they always and to their fault and also to their, you know, to as a positive to them, when everyone else is going left, they tend to just zig and go right.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, with PlayStation, you know, you got PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4. I mean, those are variations of the, you know, and same with Xbox 360, Xbox
building,
you know,
on the same
and,
idea.
You know, Nintendo's got everything they do is different from the last thing they've done, and you know,
or a slight build, and then they take it just another direction, though.
Right, yeah,
you know, pieces from the previous thing.
I mean, you go from like it's a whole Wii different to the experience. Switch, you know, I mean, they're like two completely different.
They want you to have a different experience with their consoles than you're getting. That's probably why. I mean, you don't get like the latest hardware; you're getting a different experience.
It's admirable, though. I mean, I can't knock them for that, but it just sometimes it just drives me crazy when they implement it, and then it's like, what? You don't even put this in? Like, come on.
Do you mean like... If,
or even achievements and stuff. Like, they don't even have achievements or anything either.
Which, with stuff like that, then, like, the recent stuff, do you think that that's going to stop third-party games from going to their side?
It may affect some things. Like, I don't think it'd be as big a deal. It doesn't have a really powerful CPU or GPU. The graphics processor is only slightly better than that, which is in the Wii U. Mm. And the same with the CPU. And I'd read that they might be putting in something other than the NVIDIA Tegra, but they put in the Tegra, which is kind of a 3-year-old or so graphics processing unit. It's not
right
that.
Now you can't watch Netflix or Hulu on it.
Right, which I'm sure they'll patch.
But
it
I
in
think which they plan to do, but on, like that's like a year away from what I read, and that just kind of surprises. I could have misremembered or something, but. Yeah. But still, just I mean, you anymore nowadays when you get a console, you almost expect the apps to be instantly available, you know, and stream your movies and TV too. But
that's
you know
that's
we'll,
weak.
We'll ask Katie to give us a shout, write an email, or hit me up on Twitter or something like that. And if you know anything more, she loves Nintendo. She used to work with her at GameStop years ago, but she also corrected us on the whole Sheik thing with the Legend of Zelda. I guess Sheik, a.k.a. The Zelda, appears in multiple games and helps Link. So it wasn't just that one that I brought up before. Yeah. So thank you, Katie, for that information. She gave me a whole blurb about it.
So she's a fan.
Oh, no, She's always been a hardcore Nintendo fan. So anything we say about Nintendo, if we get it wrong, I'm sure she will hit me up, and I will be happy to correct us on the air. So there's that. Speaking of Destiny, from earlier, what you said, I think I brought this up to you at work. Destiny, your Destiny 1 character will not carry over to Destiny 2. I think
your appearance good. Will.
There you go. Isn't that? So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a different game. So.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm not that bummed because, the characters, the customization is very limited. So
yeah, it's pretty limited. It's very
light. I was kind of bummed out. I was like, this is all? Come on.
I want to start over.
There's like three faces, three hairstyles. I'm like, this is crap. Come on, guys. But
yeah, it's pretty bare bones.
Yeah.
And the RPG elements are really light. So
I want to start over, though. I mean, it's going to be a new game. They're going to blow it out and put more into it. So hopefully they live up to some of the promises that they had for the first game that they didn't quite hit their
mark.
That
it's a whole game instead of just parts that they keep reselling.
Yeah. Because by the time that last DLC came out, you know, for the first game, it was like a whole different game.
It brought
it all together. So,
Iron Fist?
Springboard from that.
Iron Hammer?
Iron Fist starts. Ooh, it starts next weekend on the 17th.
It already is out, isn't it?
I thought it was the 17th.
The 15th or 17th?
I want to say 17th, but
next
could be 15th.
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, so because coming Friday, that'll be out, so that'll be awesome.
It'd be the 17th if it's Friday. Yeah. Okay. I can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
Love those Marvel movies.
I need to catch up on Daredevil first. That's the only one out of all the Netflix Marvel shows that I haven't gotten finished. So.
Oh, it's great.
So I'll do that soon here. But, well, should we get on to our main topic today? Or at least one of them anyway.
I thought that was the main topic.
Wildlands. What?
That was one of them talking about Logan and
Logan
and Wildlands.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Logan Wildlands.
Logan and Wildlands.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Grand Theft Auto. Ghost Recon Wildlands came out on Tuesday. People have been playing that. Good stuff. I mean, I don't know. I think for me personally, after playing the beta for so long and then playing this, I can see the cracks in the armor for me personally, where I don't know if I'll be able to hang on to that game for a long period of time and play that because of just the repetitiveness of it. You're going into an area, you're laying, you know, you're doing reconnaissance, of course. Mm-hmm. So you're zooming in, you're tagging all the guys with your drone or with your binoculars or with your gun. Then you're going in and taking them out. And then you're, you know, reaping all the benefits of whatever they have in there for as far as, like, you know, files and resources. And then you leave and you do it again. And it's rinse and repeat. So yeah. I can see that being very old after a while. Thoughts?
If you play it single player, I think that it will get very repetitive and old. And I don't know. Playing with your friends, though, it just brings a whole new level of fun to it. So and there's going to be all kinds of stuff, PvP, coming to it. So you'll have 4-on-4 actually playing against real people, too. So
that'll be the main draw, I guess.
I think people would really like that. Yeah,
yeah, and that will be a free update, that you don't have to have the season pass for that part. But so they will have updates that are free. But I don't know. Playing with your friends, I think it's a fun one to play co-op, going in, trying to figure out different ways to do the same mission.
Mm-hmm.
Can be fun. You can ramp up the difficulty, which means you die more easily.
I can see, like, if you're really into the game, I can see it having some replayability like Hitman does, where you know, you want to go back and do a mission you liked in a different way, you know what I mean, and opens up some possibilities. But for me, I played the beta and just
that's good enough. I got a feel.
But at the same time, I really do appreciate how people who have crews that already run games like Rainbow Six and the Division and things like that would jump right into this and have, you know, a blast. But
it is fun, though.
If that's if your genre of game, then, you know. But yeah, for me, it's just kind of like, okay, I played the beta. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I'm good, you know.
It was really. I mean, I was playing it last night with my cousin. We do a 2-man team. We were just running around doing some missions.
I saw you online.
Yeah, it's actually pretty difficult when we both have different tactics. He's a running gun, and I'm stay in the back sniper.
Yeah,
and
I wonder how that running gun is working for him, because that game is not really for that kind of thing.
It's it works well when you have a sniper as a support
covering you, right?
Yeah. So I'm supporting him, just sniping
him off,
getting his ass out of trouble.
Yeah, pretty much. There's support pretty much that unidad, paid forces.
They're such a pain in the ass.
We got spotted. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna cover you while you finish this side mission off. They were restless. They were just coming. All of a sudden, helicopters coming for us, cars, everything. I'm like, dude. And then I'm like, all right, I'm spotted. I need to go. There are like 5 helicopters gunning for me. He had 5 cars on him. I'm like, boats on us. And I'm like,
crazy.
I'm like, okay, I can't do this. I'm going to die.
4.
And then we just kept dying and dying, and until helicopter just crashed on top of me. I'm like, I'm done with this game. We couldn't do anything.
Well, for those that don't really know what the game is, it's a tactical, like a multiplayer shooter, more or less, where you are using co-op skills, obviously. You have, you know, a main weapon and a secondary weapon, and you have a sidearm. Then you get things like drones, grenades, and C4 and all that stuff. But basically, the whole draw of the game is you're in Bolivia. There's a cartel that you need to take down. There's different heads of this snake that are below the main character that are sprinkled throughout this huge, huge, huge map. And let me say this, the map is
huge.
Probably the biggest map of an open world game that I've played in a long time. Maybe,
it's actually
maybe ever.
A beautiful map. It's so well
hills,
detailed.
Hills, countrysides, rivers, mountains, all that stuff. So you're basically going through, you're picking how you want to go through it. There's story missions in each area. They're kind of roped off, but you can go into any area you want to. The map is not cut off to you to stop you from going wherever you want. But it does kind of slowly take you through it so that as you level up, this stuff gets harder as you go. But if you want to go right to the hard area and get your ass kicked, you can do that too.
Yeah.
So you're working together. Like I said, you're tagging guys. You're kind of coming across this, you know, encampments and prisoners and stuff that you can save. There are just rebels that are living in the area that want the cartel gone. They're fighting them and stuff. So it's a lot of fun to do together. I would say probably my favorite part about the game is just the unscripted crazy shit that happens when you're playing co-op, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Just your friends just doing dumb shit, and then you all are like laughing about it afterwards. You know?
Yeah. And it's that Assassin's Creed where when the 4-player co-op thing worked, It was so, yeah, because like, oh my God, he just alerted everybody. Oh, here we go, jumping from the Rio.
And, and in our group, there's always somebody that does that on accident at some point in time. You know, I've accidentally, you know, put my controller down and bumped it and tossed a grenade.
Shot, right.
Or Joel, you know, was, we're all like hiding in the bushes and we're like, okay, they're all tagged. And we're like, we're talking quiet even, like it matters.
Right.
Because you're into it. And,
right. And then someone doesn't have the suppressor on and they just shoot.
Oh,
all of a sudden you hear,
I was that guy before.
And it's always, it's like somebody's always like, who did it? And then no one wants to answer. And then it's like Joel's like, it was me or Dan or me or somebody says it. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, it was me. I pulled the trigger. Yeah, like, God damn it.
A dog just jumped on my lap. I'm sorry.
It's so funny though. Or it happens all the time. Like when we're in the helicopter, the funny moment there. It was like, I forgot who did. I think Dan, we were in the helicopter. It was four of us. You, myself, Dan, and Michael.
And Michael crashes right next to us.
Well, Dan took out his drone, and he didn't know that the drone, if it goes into the propellers, would blow up the helicopter. And me, I was on the outside of the helicopter, kind of like looking around with my sniper rifle, like, ooh, I'm gonna look around, see if I can see stuff. But then I was looking at a building, I'm like, why is this building getting so close to me? I didn't zoom in again. I pull out and I'm like, we're falling.
Right.
Because he blew up the fucking helicopter while we're in it. So this is the funny part.
Can you bail?
I jump out because I had a parachute. Yeah. So I used some skill points to buy. I bought a parachute a while back. I jump out and try to use my parachute. As I'm falling, the helicopter was doing a tailspin. And the back of it whacked me, and I died.
Oh, no.
Well, like, what that kind would of be sequence true. Is this?
Those moments are fun.
Like,
that's fun.
We laughed for, like, 5 minutes straight, just sitting there, like, dying laughing. It was so funny. Just stuff like that. It's hilarious. You're just like, how? How did that even happen?
Well, you know, you'll get sniper rifles, 50 caliber, and you can shoot through, like, two brick walls and kill a person standing outside a building.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm.
But you have to take the silencer off. So then you get to a next place, and oops, you forgot to put the silencer back on.
Yeah,
that's I've done that.
Yeah,
that was me.
You've also tried to revive me in the street when we're trying to overtake a convoy that was coming up the road. We're like, okay, let's go way up ahead of them so we can get in front of them. So we can go ahead of them, put some C4 down or something like that. I jump out of the chopper as it's coming down a little too fast because I was trying to get out real quick,
right?
And I was a little too high, so I'd fall to the ground. I'm laying there like, oh, you know, holding the letter out. Give this to my mom. I'm dying, you know. Joel, I'm like, don't revive me. Just focus on the convoy. Joel didn't listen. He comes over and starts trying to revive me. I'm like, leave me alone. Don't revive me. A car comes, runs us both over.
I think it was the convoy.
The convoy runs us both over. We're dead. And then I'm like, Dan, come get us. He's like, I can't. I'm dead too. Like, we're like, what the fuck just happened? Like,
when I was playing with Joel, we actually had great teamwork going on. Yeah. We took a convoy and I placed some mimes in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And just blew up one of them. And I'm like, just shoot the driver. We shot the driver perfectly and just.
Well, we have good moments like that, but we've had a lot of fun moments still. That's I was just saying that the game really shines when all the dumb shit happens.
Right.
We go through missions and just, you know, flawlessly take out everybody out, like get synchronized shots and all that shit, but that
not even detected, you know,
but it's those funny moments that stick out more than those moments.
And then we jumped off like a little hill and then we both died at the same time. I was like, dude, come on. That was stupid.
We're watching Michael jump off of like a high ledge. He's like, I'm just gonna jump off because he wants to get down to the bottom quick. He's like, I'm gonna jump off this ledge and then do my parachute really fast. And then it's dropping land to the ground. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Go ahead and do it. And I'm sitting here like on my knee, like looking around my sniper rifle. And all of a sudden, a body lands next to me. He didn't pull the chute in time. He's dead.
Because it doesn't give you the option to pull the chute until you've been in the air for a couple seconds.
Yeah, so. Like it's delayed.
Right. Yeah.
He just lands next to me. I'm like, oh, shit, you didn't pull it in time. That's cool. Let me revive you real quick.
That's funny.
It's just funny shit like that. It makes me want to keep playing. I don't know.
Well, it does get you its hooks into you with like finding the weapons accessories and whatnot.
Yeah. It's good. It's good so far. I'm hoping that it keeps my interest, but I don't know how much it will, especially once I'm still playing Horizon, like I said, and then Mass Effect is around the corner. Of course, then we got Injustice 2 on the back burner after that. And looking at you, Noah, because you were going to have
battles. I'm like having anxiety deciding who I'm going to main in that game. There's so many characters.
We got some battles coming, you asshole.
I'm excited.
It should be good times, man. But I don't know. It's that and then what else? I mean, Tekken. It's going to get a little lull there in the beginning of the summer so we can all catch up on stuff. But then it's going to get real hot and heavy again once we get to the fall, of course. So, I don't know.
I think it's going to
be releases.
After Mass Effect comes out, I think we've got Persona 5. I don't know very much more coming out April. In April.
Yeah, nothing else in April really, except for
and then well, in May stuff, it's but... May. There's going to be some stuff like.
Oh, someone Injustice. Told me about this game Hasbin Heroes. You guys haven't heard about that?
That
it's like a 2D version.
Is that an indie game or something?
It's kind of borderline indie. I forgot who makes it. Let me double check here.
Yeah.
Some dudes from GameStop were talking about it. And he showed me a trailer about it. Mm. It looks really good and entertaining. He's like, pretty much told me, he's like, you be prepared to die a lot because this game is one of those that you will die plenty of times. It's going to come out on March 28th.
Mm. Sounds like it's Let It Die.
For right. the Nintendo yeah. Switch, it's only $20.
Okay. I'm hesitant on some of this Switch stuff because I know some of it's like I feel like it's shovelware.
But it says it's also it. It's coming out for other. The developer is Frozenbyte.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a strategy adventure RPG arcade type game.
So well, then it might not be shovelware if Frozenbyte and.
Is it Frostbite or Frozenbyte?
Frozenbyte.
Hmm. Or maybe I'm thinking. No, Frostbite's an engine.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think I've heard of Frozenbyte.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. He says it's also going to be coming out for like the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Hmm.
When is that supposed to be?
March 28th.
March?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if Mass Effect's going to be out. I don't know if I'm going to have time.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to want to do it. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to be self-sucked into the world in Mass Effect. I mean,
well,
real exploration coming with this one.
Yeah. It's going to be so good. Well, speaking of Mass Effect over on the topic, we had a question thrown out at us a while back. I can't remember who sent it to me. Some of our friends are typically the ones that throw questions at us, either in person or they write to us at glitchtherapy@gmail.com with their questions. This particular question, though, was they were asking, do you enjoy narrative-altering choices in games such as Mass Effect or Telltale games? Do you guys enjoy those at all? Or you find them to be stressful or
hell fun? Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that was kind of loud. Sorry, guys, if that made you jump or it got really loud on you in your earbuds at work.
That was my fault, sorry.
Joel just doesn't want to maintain the volume. That was steady. You blew my shit out. I'm right next to you. I'm like,
K.O.
At first, I was doubting those games. I never played a Mass Effect game before.
Oh, we forced the fuck out.
Yeah, you fucking forced the shit out of me.
We're like, dude, you're playing Mass Effect.
And I was like, I don't want to though.
Me and Nick and myself got on.
Yeah, after the first one, I was like, all right, I'm hooked. Where's the other one? And then I was like, all right, done. Where's the other one? So I played 1, 2, and 3 all in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Did all the DLCs for it. I was so hooked, and I was like. I started playing all the Telltale Walking Dead games as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for the new Walking Dead series to come out. I haven't played the Batman yet.
I'm on episode 2, I believe. I need to get back in. I need to just sit down and just play the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But that's part of my problem, though, with those kind of games. I love having choice, but it bugs me because I'm so, like, I don't want to say anal about it necessarily, but I'll make a choice and I'm like, oh shit! That happened. I gotta redo it.
Reload. Yeah.
I actually can understand. I can't, where you're coming from.
I can't just make a choice and then be okay with the shitty outcome I get. Sometimes I want to fix it. And
it's hard,
which is not necessarily good or the way I should play it, but I can't help it.
But don't you go by your decisions, or you want to go by the best ending of the game?
Sometimes I want the best ending for the game.
I want to go by my decisions, so I want to go by like.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's gonna give you the best.
Depends.
Yeah.
It depends.
Best experience to do it your way.
Yeah.
And then you may not get the best ending, though.
What about you?
True.
Yeah. But, I mean, overall, I just probably have to say I don't gravitate towards those kind of games.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't, like, hate those games. I'd never pick one up. I mean, Mass Effect, personally, is too in-depth for me. It goes a little beyond, you know, the I don't know, just whatever I'm looking for, you know. So, but... And I played some of the Telltale games and earlier the Walking Dead ones, and those are fun. And I like games like at first give you the illusion like your choices will matter, but then usually don't. Things like your BioShocks and things like that. Yeah. You know, I get excited for that because I like the thought of getting to have alternates and things, you know, like that endings. Mm. But you know, those games it really didn't end up mattering much what you what you did.
Yeah, it took me forever. I should say it takes me, because I know it's still the same thing. But when I play the Telltale stuff, it takes forever. Like Taylor and I will play them together, my oldest, and she will, you know, she'll get frustrated with me after a while. She goes, "Dad, you've started this part over like 4 times.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, I can't help it. I just don't want that person to like die or whatever.
That person's going to die either way.
Yeah. And yeah. I kind of think of Heavy Rain as well. I played that. I played it. It was beautiful. It was definitely a different experience from a game I've ever played. But I don't necessarily want to play one quite like that again. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was almost too intense for...
Right.
For me, it's I don't know, I like a little bit more popcorn type, mm-hmm. you know, type games.
Well, the draw for Mass Effect 2 when it first came out, not the second game, but Mass Effect also, mm-hmm. was the fact that when I heard that your choices would carry over from the first game to the second, and from the second to the third, because they're making it into a trilogy, it blew my mind, because then I started playing the one, and it started really hitting me like, holy fuck, if I do this, then this person may not even be here next game. And so on, and that's a whole game, not just one choice that leads to like one little dialogue tree of stuff happening shortly thereafter. That this could affect my entire trilogy.
Real consequences,
and it does.
That's my point. And it, so like that, just knowing that and giving this shit enough, it just made me like, I don't want to say it gave me anxiety, but it made me really take weight of like who I'm being mean to or what I'm saying to certain NPC characters.
It gave you some anxiety.
It's a little stress. Right. You're like,
just take a little clonazepam. You'll be fine.
Right.
Take some Xanax on that.
I'm gonna play this game on the toilet.
I'm gonna have
relax a little.
IBS, irritable bowels, because I'm so nervous. No, just
but
kidding.
it was a good anxiety though.
I would say. Yeah.
But
it was all the entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I like having the choices and stuff. It's fun, but it just sometimes it doesn't mesh well with the way that I process that stuff. I don't know. I want to control it too much.
Did you hear that Telltale is actually coming out with, they're making one of those games based on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on Game Informer. That should be interesting.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I mean, and there's so many of them. I mean, you have the Walking Dead season 1, season 2.
Season 3 is coming out.
Yep. I think it just came out. The front.
Frontier. It's out. I haven't
New Frontier. Yeah, that is out or should be just about ready to come out.
Clementine's old enough.
Yeah, Taylor wants to do some cosplay as Clementine and Lee from the first game.
That is awesome. Yeah, just so do it.
Might do that for like the WizardCon when it comes up in June, maybe. But you got those, and then you have the Batman. You have Game of Thrones.
Wasn't that some pirate ones?
No, there was the Borderlands.
There was a Borderlands.
Okay, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting mixed up.
What else? Oh, no, there's also the one based on like the fairy tale stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Fairy tale stuff?
Fairy tales.
Tables have turned.
Stay with me, guys. We're almost done.
I didn't take my Adderall today.
The fairy tales. Which one was based on the fairy tales?
That was it. Was like the big bad wolf.
Like yeah, that one
fairy tale stuff.
Yeah, it's a free download on the Xbox Store, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called something Wolf, wasn't it?
Wolfenstein.
Oh, the Wolf Among Us, or
no? Oh yeah,
was that
yeah,
it?
There like is that. A yeah Wolf. Yep.
Yeah,
it was something
and
right
it's based
on that,
like the grim fairy tale stuff or something.
I
like
didn't
that,
know it was based on that, but I
where
know exactly what you're talking about.
He's like
now,
the sheriff of the town or something like that.
Yeah,
he's a werewolf.
Yeah, Wolf Among Us.
Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, and he's like taken, and he lives in the town with all the crazy like animals from like the fairy tale world and stuff, like the three little pigs and stuff. And
yeah, Nina loved that game.
Cinderella
she
and
played
stuff
through that
or something like that. I don't know, but yeah, that was good too. Yeah, those are good. I like those games. They stress me out though a little bit.
It is because you would say.
Plus, they give you the timer in the bottom. You got to pick like your choice fast. I don't like that. I want to think about it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Life doesn't let you.
I pause
think
it.
Fast, yeah.
I pause it so I can think about it. If it's a big choice, and they're like, "Oh, what do you want to say?" You know, and my wife will yell out like the worst advice.
Just choose something already.
Well, no, she doesn't do that. She wants me to choose the worst stuff because she likes to see me like mess up stuff. She thinks it's funny when you pick like the crazy choices.
Kill them all.
Yeah. It'd be like a guy, and he's like, "Oh, what do you want to do?" And it's like you can say something nice, or she's like, "Oh, she always wants me to say like the bad stuff." Like, "Fuck off!" and punch him in the throat or something. You know, it's like, what are you doing?
Oh, Abby.
Yeah, she cracks me up. I don't know.
Oh man.
Choice in games. I mean, that kind of falls in with like last week too. I mean, you weren't here last week. Right. We're talking about like, you know, what our gender choices were, like, you know, in games, like when they give you the choice to choose a guy or a girl or whatever, which one do you choose and why? I know you weren't here last week. Maybe you want to give the listeners your opinion on that real quick.
I don't know. I think it's I might base it on context, mm-hmm. Not just aesthetics. But like if you're playing a game where, like in Fallout 4, I know that Nick played as a girl, I think, because he felt that it made more sense that the mom would be looking for her child more than the dad.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
That mom would be more motivated to find the child. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but with the maternal bond, you know, mm-hmm. I could understand that. So, you know, that might play a part. I don't really care which gender I play as. It doesn't bother me either way. I don't.
You don't discriminate.
No, I do not discriminate.
They can all get it.
Yep.
Sounds good.
I can play as as a girl, a guy. It's all good.
Right. Well, awesome. Well,
that's by the way, as far as that goes, Nier Automata, if you hit the two triggers, you self-destruct, and then you can run around in your panties, apparently.
What?
I don't know about this from personal experience, but I read about it, and I'm like, really?
What the hell?
Why would you want to do that?
No, is this true? No.
I have not read that nor tried it, but we'll know what I'm going to be doing. What I'm going to test after that.
Why are you giving them bad ideas?
I know you can get a trophy for looking at her skirt.
Yeah, it's eerie. Try it out.
That was a pop chainsaw.
It's actually, she's actually in a leotard, so she's not.
They say it's a leotard. Right, he's saying it's a leotard, even though it doesn't look like one. But yeah, you get a trophy for looking up her skirt, and you can buy trophies.
Are you fucking
in this
serious?
Game? Yeah,
it's you get a trophy for looking up her skirt.
Yeah,
it's another chainsaw bed.
Lollipop chainsaw.
Yeah. Lollipop chainsaw. It's right. Kind of a reference. That's so so messed
up. Just I guess it's a Japan.
It
thing
is.
It's a Japan it's thing. They like Japan. The panties
because
yeah,
Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh man.
But then I was saying I've seen like lots of female gamers do reviews on like Nier Automata, and so many of them said I want to cosplay as her so bad. I love her dress and, you know, all this stuff. So even though it's got, you know, it's kitschy, sexy Japanese thing going, she's still a cool, powerful character, even though she's in a sexy dress. And a lot of women gamers like her,
is she really,
too. So
is she really blindfolded? Because I can mm-hmm. like the pictures that she's yeah. just wearing yeah, the thing.
They have blinders on.
Oh, that's yeah. pretty sweet.
That's weird.
That's awesome.
They're androids.
And
so.
One thing they said they did it to was to try to, so they could try to show more emotion and expression through their mouths, like through their facial features without eyes. But it's interesting. I mean, the game's just so
it's working?
You know, out there that it all is.
That's kind of an anime thing going for it, sure. In a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you might want to try it. Doesn't mean you'll like it or not.
I just downloaded a demo, so I'll go.
Oh, yeah, try the demo. Demos. The demo was the first. The demo was
the first level of the game.
Yeah, it's not. Much. It's a little misleading because after that, it opens up into open world, and
yeah.
you kind of feel very on a path, you know, for it. But nevertheless, it's still a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. Check out
nice.
The demo.
Yep. Well, there you have it. The authority on that is there.
There we go.
Boom.
What?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Take that.
All right.
Good.
Word.
Boom. Again.
Shaka-laka.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Three-pointers raining.
And
NBA
one.
NBA Jam.
Touchdown?
Don't look at me like that, Noah.
I was like, I have no idea what's going on right now.
That's okay, Noah. There's two of us now in that feeling that way.
Screw you guys.
Well, like, are they just throwing random words out there? Sport
yes.
words?
It must be.
I'm confused.
Yeah, buzzwords, I guess.
I think so.
Well, please throw some words at us at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. Please, we love the questions when they come in. Definitely, if you want to reach out to us to ask us anything like that, or just you know, give a shout out to the show and, you know, tell us we're doing a great job or something like that, feel free to do so. You can also do that by subscribing, rating, reviewing us. We appreciate that. It helps us climb the charts. And so other listeners like yourself can find us and enjoy the content that we're putting out there for you guys. So appreciate that. Feel free to support the show further if you do enjoy what we're doing and what we're talking about over at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. For as little as $1 a month, you can have access to extra content and to our post show called Final Round, where we talk about, you know, more of the same, you know, different topics, questions that come up, things relating to the industry and whatnot. So feel free to check that out and become a patron and do that. Otherwise, you can reach out to us on our social media. Everybody go around the room and just toss that out. Jose, we'll start with you, buddy.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm like trying not to stutter this time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the Xbox Live, and now I'm on the PS4. It's shit.
Every week, man.
That's his game tag.
It's your senpai. It's
shit. No. Spell that.
You got a PS4? Yeah, I got a PS4 yesterday. Just bought one.
Pat him on the back.
You still have a car, too?
Yes, I have a car, too.
It's your senpai.
I traded my car
it's
for the
one
PS4.
Or the other. Napoleon?
Yeah. It's a Wolverine.
Can you spell your gamer tag?
It's your senpai. It's just with the UR, capital SENPAI.
I was just trolling. You didn't have to do that.
Shut up.
But I wanted to see if you could do it.
And on Twitter and Instagram at Adam, I'm HipsterMade.
Boom.
You can find me on social media like Facebook and Twitter /NoahO'Toole. And if you want to game with me on the PlayStation Network, Scorpio_Inc, SKORPIO_INK.
I got to find you on Twitter and whatnot. I couldn't find you before. So
yeah, it's pretty uneventful and untweeted right now, but I'm working on it.
I just have a rant on GameStop. That's my first one.
Right. You're
just going to go into your Twitter and just see some tumbleweeds roll by.
Pretty much, yeah.
Dust blow my eyes. Ah, what is this? Joel, what about you, buddy?
Well, you can find me on Scorpio. You can find me under Scorpio 1969. That's SCORPIO 1969 on both the Xbox One and PlayStation 4. And also, I'm on Twitter under JoelGao1, just number one.
Mm-hmm. There it is. If you want to find me, I am at NerdyRomando on both Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, if you want to game out, whether you want to play or just, you know, friend me on there and see what I'm up to, what I'm playing, you can do that. I am at Dirty Dimes. So there you have it. Other than that, please check out our other shows on our network. Nerd Church Radio does a hell of a job with their DC podcast, talking about awesome superheroes that you wish you were. You also get it down with some Indie Comic Ninja, talking about indie comics. So we're giving the creator made stuff, indie developers, the shout outs on there, and reading some good books. So check us out on there. I'm on that show as well. Noah's on the Nerd Church Radio, mm-hmm. talking about DC. He's rocking his Wonder Woman hat today, looking fly over here. So check out those shows as well on our network. We appreciate the support. Other than that, guys, that's our show, and we appreciate it. Tune in for the post show for final round. If you're a patron, you guys have a great. You're Batman. Is that what you just whispered?
Yeah,
we'll allow it. You guys have a great week.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.